You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi there, and welcome to BI Radio. I'm John Blackmore. I'll be your guest host today. Ken Seeley is on holiday. On the show today, the difference between management and leadership. Delaney Turner joins authors Roland and Patrick Moseman in a conversation about management, leadership, and the places in a company where they can intersect.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner, editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives. Roland, I'd like to direct the first question to you. There are many models for leadership and just as many books on the topic. You've called the book The Performance Manager and not The Performance Leader. Do you see a difference between leadership and management, or is it just a difference of aspiration versus practicality?
Interesting question. I would say, obviously, there's a difference between leadership and management, but the focus of the book is really to manage performance as opposed to thinking it so much as a managerial title or role. And in that sense, the book is meant to be very practical, that we're looking at all the different roles in an organization who need to manage performance at their level in the company. So if it's a functional role within marketing or sales, there are going to be different types of decisions that they make, what we call decision roles. So in that sense, everybody pretty much in an organization that's well aligned is a performance manager.
Patrick, I'd like to bring you in on this. Help me see a day in the life of a performance manager. What does it look like, and how is it different from the status quo?
I see it as the difference between a proactive versus a reactive ability to manage the organization. You can imagine a manager who's got maybe his monthly discussion about meeting certain targets. He needs to tackle senior management. He needs to tackle the junior staff in terms of getting execution on these. And I guess what we're talking about here is a level of clarity that gives both the balance between managing the facts and understanding the detail of what's going on within an organization, as well as the confidence of giving the right instructions and actions for those below you. So it's a more composed, better structured, and in a sense more proactive manager that we see in terms of the true performance manager.
Let's look at the people who work for a performance manager. If I'm working, say, for a performance manager, how is my day different? Or if I am a performance manager, what is life like for my team?
Well, again, I think we're building on this clarity and these facts that, in a sense, we have at our fingertips because we actually have visibility of what's going on within the organization. So we have a more structured discussion and a better sense in terms of the communication of what actions and the execution that's needed. So rather than running around and being in firefighting, we're in a sense being able to plan the way we're going to execute on a number of different targets and goals. So I would say we're in a team that is, in a sense, in control of their destiny as opposed to being simply reacting to what is often a top-down edict.
I think just to jump in here, mm-hmm. Delaney, it's I think the word that was just said there is key. It's the people who work for the performance manager is really the performance team. You need much more of a collaborative group that know each other's roles and contributions much more clearly, and therefore can collaborate along a common goal.
That's interesting that you raised that. I'm hearing a lot of words that are seem to be elusive qualities in business. I hear control, structure, clarity, collaboration. These are all laudable goals. It seems like anyone would want to be a performance manager. So what prevents people from being one, and why aren't we seeing more of them?
The short answer is technology and culture. Technology has been a constraint for a number of years, although the principles and many of the elements of this have been around for a long time. But it's only more recently that, you know, companies have actually had the wealth of information kind of available in their systems, and more importantly, the ability to get it out and get it to managers across an organization in a way that was cost-effective and manageable. It's really less about technology constraints than it is about cultural constraints. Time and time again, what seems to be the limitation is the cultural readiness of an organization. In most cases, we see a combination of leadership aspiring and giving guidance, but really a bottom-up success story that catches fire, word of mouth. People see how this had worked in a given department, and they get intrigued. And there's nothing like seeing for yourself, experiencing for yourself how, you know, a good connected flow of information between what you're doing, how you're doing, why are you doing this, these sort of questions, how that can help you in a focused effort.
One of the big departments that you look at in the book is the executive management area. So how does the performance manager approach apply itself or work for senior executives?
How it then works for senior executives is really about calibration. Now, executives can define the leadership and the vision and the strategic goals, but the devil in the details for the executive team is to try and achieve the right balance between all these different opposing forces, potentially, managing the trade-off between revenue and expense, managing the trade-off between the short-term and the longer-term investments in assets, certainly acquisitions, major systems, but also people. And that continuous balancing act is really the ultimate responsibility of the executive office.
Patrick, I'd like to bring you back in. One takeaway I see, especially for the executive management team, is the importance of linking financial data and reports with operational reports. How difficult is that to achieve in real life?
Well, I guess this is where there's been a lot of criticism, in a sense, because we have, in many ways, been successful in the financial sphere in terms of reporting and getting the type of insights that are necessary for financial control, accounting, and audit. But where we seem to be still missing is how we integrate and link this to operational and business issues. So, for example, if we take a general ledger that has perhaps a lot of detailed level of let's say, marketing spend or some kind of advertising and promotion spend, the way you would account for this is not the way you'd want to look at it from a business perspective. You would want to look at this from a business perspective, more in terms of direct and indirect spend, and trying to link it to a better understanding of what the return on investment of that is. So the way you structure the information, even if it's coming from the same source, has to be rethought and put it into a different perspective to allow, let's say, if it's sales or marketing, to make the right decisions or to give them the right insights to understand better whether what they are doing in terms of their spend is actually achieving the type of goals and results. So it's a different way of laying out and viewing the data, and a different way, in a sense, of integrating some of the parameters or drivers that affect both marketing and sales.
Well, it certainly lays out a new mandate and a new challenge for managers and everyone in the organization. Patrick Moseman, Roland Moseman, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Pleasure.
Are you a performance manager? Learn how to be one with The Performance Manager, the latest business book from Cognos, PMSI, and BI International. The Performance Manager explores the key challenges in core business functions, sales, marketing, finance, product development, and HR, and describes proven ways you can improve performance in each using sweet spots of information. Become a Performance Manager today. Order your free copy of the book online at www.cognos.com/pmbook. That's cognos.com/pmbook.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.